With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Organizers in Bozeman are calling for more support for Black students at Montana's largest university and for businesses to commit to anti-racist policies. One organization is gearing up to offer workshops on understanding race. Jessica Brito with the Montana State University Black Student Union said her organization is advocating for three main changes on campus. She said she's excited that the Liberal Studies program will offer Introduction to Africana Studies for the first time this fall. But she said the Black Student Union wants to see more classes specifically about Africa and African American history and culture.
Latinx students, Native students, Asian students, LGBTQ students, and women also all have like programs and classes, which is incredible, and we're very glad for those folks who we partner with. But unfortunately, we seem to be lacking.
Brito said the second change the Black Student Union wants to see is a designated go-to person to report experiences of harassment or find support. The third request is having a designated space for Black students to come together to share their experiences and feel supported. MSU spokesperson Tracy Ellig tells YPR the university will look at what space is available for all student clubs on campus and the possibility of adding more courses. Ellig said the university already has mechanisms to report harassment, but added the administration would have more conversations with students regarding specific support. Terry Bradley with Bozeman United for Racial Justice said 57 local businesses have signed what his organization calls freedom pledges, including hiring practices and customer community relationships.
Accepting feedback from BIPOC community members, institutionalizing staff trainings, conflict mediation, bystander intervention, things like that, and then support ongoing work for racial justice in Bozeman.
Bradley said support could be financial or offering space for events. Judith Heilman with the Montana Racial Equity Project said her organization will be starting up more workshops and trainings when they have capacity and can figure out how to offer them safely during COVID-19.
We have workshops, Ending Bias, Bigotry, and Racism, Skills and Strategies You Can Use, which is an 8-hour workshop, and also how to talk with kids about race, not to kids about race.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.